Out with PPI, then we'll go to retail sales. February PPI headline number expected to be up 0.3%. Zoom, 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 up double. Up 0.6%. That would be the hottest going back to, well, equals July of last year. To find a higher number, you're going back to June of 22 when it was up 0.9%. You strip out food and energy, it's up 0.3%, 1/10 hotter. But in the rearview mirror, we had up 0.5%. You strip out food, energy, and trade, it's up 0.4%. It's up 0.4%. That would be the hottest, obviously, since it was up 0.6 last month, year over year now. Okay, these are final demand headline numbers. Expected to be up 1.2, up 1.6, up 1.6 on year over year. And that is, wow, we're going to have to go back a ways. 1.6 would be the highest level going back to September of last year when it was 1.8. Now, the year over year, ex food and energy, up 2%, equaling the rearview mirror, but definitely a bit hotter than we were expecting. So ex food and energy.
We could go on. There are a lot of long faces over CNBC because, remember, they're 1,000% thrown in for Joe Biden. Russ Vogt joins us. So, Russ, the manifestation of the spending. Everybody says, well, deficits don't matter. Cheney says that deficits don't matter. They don't matter. Well, they matter a lot when you talk about the price of things and the drop in the purchasing power of the dollar. This is directly tied to having to refinance now almost $35 trillion of the face amount of our debt, plus all these other obligations and liabilities. So walk me through, you know, you guys are the best at doing this analysis, because Biden just painted a rosy picture of State of the Union, plus he put down a budget that's $7.3 trillion of spending. In best case is $1.8 trillion deficit. The guys in the House have, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I think I'm going to have a CRA number, basically, we have Nancy Pelosi's, after all the fighting, everything we did, it's Nancy Pelosi's budget plus $30 billion and almost no woke and weaponized, really meaningful taken out of it. Put it in perspective where we are, sir, because this audience is ready for a fight. We're looking at 22 March and saying, hey, let's get back up on it. But tell us where we are.
No, I mean, the House is moving forward with Democrat spending levels. They're governing with Democrats. You look at the coalition that passed on suspension calendar, which is the procedural way that you do things when you have the uniparty without a doubt. They had 300 votes with Democrats to do it. More Democrats voted for it than Republicans. Only two Democrats compared to 83 Republicans voted against the package. And remember, they put it into two parts. And so this is the Democrat spending levels. There's nothing in there that's a cut. There's nothing in there that deals anything in terms of moving in a different direction than the budget that we just saw from President Biden. And so they have an opportunity, and they have got to be told by their constituents that this is business as usual, doesn't work anymore, and stop governing with Hakeem Jeffries. I know the margin's small. You can still pass these bills if you go and have a different strategy. But this is what, you know, they are basically keeping the spigot on as much as possible in an election year for Joe Biden. And they call it governing. Governing is their, you know, cartel glossary for how they are intent on moving forward on the same path that they are on.
Over at Fox News, you got that they're over there saying, and Johnson's very with the knitted brow saying, well, I've broken the omnibus. It's now these mini buses. but it's still the same. There's no woke and weaponized. Yes, we have a two thing. But even the single subject, they took all the work. Everything we did last summer on single subject has kind of been taken out. Even the marginal cuts we got were all taken out in the woke and weaponized. However, we do have another bite at the apple. And I'm hearing already on Capitol Hill, because these are the tough ones. This is DOJ, get DHS. We still have an opportunity to force these guys, because now the leads are in the Hill. He's talking about the Ukraine supplemental. I'm not kidding. Ukraine supplemental. He's going to figure something out on the Ukraine supplemental when he hasn't closed the border yet. So can't we force their hands? Because I got to tell you, there's at least 75 to 100 minimum Republicans over there that understand their constituents. They can't even walk in and get a cup of coffee in their district. The constituents are all over them by why this madness is not stopping, sir.
Absolutely. I want to take on this notion that they've broken the omnibus. You haven't broken the omnibus. You split a big bill into two massive bills, and then you increase both by exponential amounts. So you've made the problem almost worse by doing that. It is such a DC way of thinking of, hey, I'm going to accomplish the bare minimum of what you asked for without accomplishing the purpose or the intent behind it. It's just madness and something that should be called. Look, there are 83 Republicans that said, look, we're going to be opposed to governing with Democrats on the suspension calendar. That number has to grow. That is a huge number of Republicans that don't get it. And they're supporting the speaker and they're governing in a coalition with Hakeem Jeffries. And I do believe we have an opportunity to change, but it's going to require conservatives in the House not only to vote against it and to say to Mike Johnson to go into conference meetings behind closed doors and say, it is absolutely ridiculous. It is the road to perdition for you to be doing this. We put you in power to be for regular order, to use the Rules Committee with the conservatives on it, and you've totally bypassed it. That has to be something that the conservatives do. And conservatives, look, have wanted to give him a long leash, that the time for the long leash is over. They've got to be going very, very intentionally and raising the amount of concern and opposition to what he is doing, and to not let him get away with this, because he is governing with Democrats and there's no way to sugarcoat it. And for him yesterday to go to the Senate and say, look, guys, don't worry, I'm going to send you a Ukraine bill. It's not going to be the same bill. It's going to be a way to essentially do the same thing or worse. I mean, we're now talking about we're going to seize $300 billion in Russian assets when they have an equal amount that they could seize from us. That is an act of war. That's almost worse than just cutting them a check to keep a proxy going in Ukraine. Now we're actually escalating because of we're trying to get around how people are thinking about what they have demanded in terms of him keeping his job and members like Marjorie Taylor Greene saying, I'm going to vacate you. This is games, but it has serious consequences. And it's time for these Republican members to stand up and say, look, we understand it's election year, but the leash is not infinite.
The other thing is that these are winning arguments right now. These numbers that came out today provide a mathematical foundational element that the American people can understand. All the polling shows you the reason that you have African-American, Hispanic, particularly males coming now to the MAGA cause and support President Trump is not simply social issues. Their lived experience is terrible. The working class in this country is getting eviscerated by both the mass immigration, the mass invasion here, that is driving down wages, but also the embedded inflation. This inflation, remember, we say it's 3.1% or 3.3%. That's on top of everything else. This is 20 to 25% increase in their living expense. With the wages aren't increasing by that. That's why they have to go to the credit cards. And the credit cards, this is why you have $1.3 trillion of credit card debt. I think 20% is non-performing. This is all pretty. Russ, you ran OMB, which you got to understand complexity there. This is not that hard, and the arguments are on our side. You just have to have the courage of your convictions to go make the argument to people. We have to stop the madness, because this madness, all the railhead of all this is federal spending. That federal spending is not a benefit. It is an enslavement tool that's enslaving people under 35 years old, and particularly the working class in this country. Russ Vogt.
Not only is there an argument there in terms of what people are open to in terms of what we can afford, you can make the affordability in a new way when you're seeing this inflation and the reality, like, we're not going back to 2017 prices. All of these debates are about how much inflation continues on the basis of where we are currently now. You're still paying a couple $100 every single time you go to the grocery store. And so not only is the affordability argument there, but the woke and the weaponization of government is there on a grant by grant basis. And I don't understand how you can't sell that to the American people, because they see it in every part of their community. And so it's not about better teachers. It's not teacher improvement. It's about craziness in the classroom. It's about culturally responsive learning that doesn't like grades, that doesn't like metal detectors in unsafe schools. It doesn't like the fact that parents are involved in their schools. And we can show this at every different agency, whether it's, you know, equity and the amount of tree planting. Look, this is craziness throughout our government, and that's what they're voting on. They're voting to continue the border policies that have leading to crime in our communities. They don't want to, they want to just blame that on Biden, but they're implicit on it with their voting. They are causing this. They are funding it. And this Mike Johnson today is going to his members and saying it is outrageous for you to call and connect those dots. Those are the dots, in fact, that need to be connected for us to have a fight on March 22nd.
Well, this is, so we're gearing up for a fight, right? And everybody ought to be turfed out that's not on our side of the football. And let me be blunt about this. Two things right there. They are complicit. They are now complicit in the Biden regime's radical program because they're funding it. And the framers gave them every tool in the toolbox not to fund. In addition, they're living under this fantasy. I hear this all the time. We only have 1/9 of 1/20 of 1/30 of the government. We got to wait till Trump gets back in there. You got to stop. The cavalry's not coming. Even President Trump winning the presidency, you're embedding such a massive problem that every day you're taking out the options of what he can do. This is what's so obvious about it. You're destroying the balance sheet of the country. You're allowing these invaders in the country. They're going to be impossible to get out. It's up some Herculean task. They're taking away and closing down President Trump's range of alternatives every day. They don't stand there. They got to stop it. Trump's got enough on his shoulders. The House of Representatives, which the framers in the Constitution specifically set up with the tools for a moment exactly like this. This is why the structure, this is why all taxes, spending, war, all of it has to come because it's the closest to the people. Russ, vote.
You hit it, Steve. I mean, they don't want to use their ability under the Constitution to be able to stop the regime. In fact, they want to fund it. And they're scared. They are scared of the fact that the Democrats are willing to have a national debate in the midst of a shutdown. And We're in March, right? If you can't have a debate about what these agencies are funding, if you are afraid of a border security fight, you have no business being in elected office. And so this is the fight in front of us is entirely winnable, but it's going to take the number of 83 members to grow to a much larger and become most of the Republicans in the House. And it's going to require those 83 members to get real vocal in Mike Johnson's in front of Mike Johnson and say, look, we're tired of this. It's not going to happen this way. And if you want to continue to be speaker, you're going to have to change course and pivot.
Okay, where can we go at CR? Walk us through. We got the 22nd. The reason I wanted to have you on the story, this audience is ready for a fight. They're ready for a fight. They're sick of this, right? And particularly the unctuous, mealy-mouthed statements he comes out with, right? They're tired of it. They want to fight. So tell us how CRA is going to help us here, brother, because we're comrades in arms.
Yeah, I would continue to use the tools that War Room has put out to call directly to the members. We'll continue to put out analysis on this front, but the message is very simple. You've got an upcoming deadline in which we want you to secure the border and deal with the woke and weaponized government and to defund it and to make a down payment on the inflation that is killing our country and the balance sheet. We don't have the ability to just keep waiting. It gets worse. Every time you don't, a year goes by and you haven't tackled it, the problem gets worse. And the choices that you then have to make become more politically challenging. And so now's the moment, seize the day. Mike Johnson can no longer manage and govern with Democrats. It's time for Republicans and conservatives to stand up.
Where do we go to get you? I know you're doing analysis. We're going to talk about Bill Blaster in the next segment. We're going to get everybody ramped up here. Where do people go to find you and all the great work you're doing at CRA?
At Russ Vote, at AmRenew Center, and AmericaRenewing.com. They get all the best that we're putting out.
Russ, fantastic. Ready for a fight. We'll get geared up over the next day or two and get back up on the horse here. Right there, you just heard it. That's why you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. The end of the dollar empire. It's all free. Four installments coming out with the fifth as soon as I get my grammar right and double check my math on the central bank digital currency, because the Federal Reserve, besides printing money and monetizing the debt, and playing games with the Treasury to make sure that they can fund this illegitimate regime are getting ready to put out a central bank digital currency while the rest of the world buys gold.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Man, what a Thursday. It's 14 March, Year of Lord 2024, here in the war. We got two of my favorite people in this segment. I'm stoked. Mo Bannon, okay, duty, honor, country. That was the motto and the mission statement when you were at West Point, but it's changed in the last 72 hours. And I've talked to tons of people, and nobody can figure out what in the hell is going on here. So explain it to us, please, ma'am.
So, like you said, on March 11th, the superintendent issued a statement saying that the mission statement had changed. And he said in his statement that the mission statement of West Point has changed 9 times in the last century and that duty, honor, country will always remain the motto. Yes, this duty, honor, country has been a part of the mission statement since 1998, stemming from General MacArthur's speech in 1962 to the Corps of Cadets. And the fact that it was changed, the superintendent said that senior leaders at West Point and external stakeholders deemed that the mission statement needed to change in order to bind the academy to the Army. This reeks, as I said last night, of DEI and West Point senior leaders pushing the woke agenda on the Corps of Cadets. The Corps of Cadets, as of yesterday evening, we're not even informed that the mission statement had changed. I spoke to a cadet. They did not know last night. I sent the memorandum that should have been pushed out to the Corps of Cadets from the superintendent. That the first time that they had seen this was when I notified them of this last night. And the Corps of Cadets this morning are talking about this mission statement change. There are some that don't care because they believe duty, honor, country will always remain part of West Point. But a lot of them believe that this is now aligning with the woke agenda that West Point is trying to push on cadets. There is a very sharp line between senior leaders and cadets, and they don't feel the same way. And I was also informed last night after I came off air that Congressman Gates is pushing for senior leadership of the Subcommittee for Military Personnel of the House Armed Services Committee to hold hearings regarding this mission statement change immediately.
Okay. You actually attended, graduated, were a big sports star up there, Jock. You then went back after you with the 101st, after your field duty, you then came back, you were on the athletic, you were a coach or you were the senior person, military person on the volleyball team overseeing it. Was West Point beginning to get woke at that time, or is this all really start in the Biden regime?
It was starting very slightly under the superintendent that was at West Point when I was there for a majority of my time. The superintendent, when I got up there, was not pushing a woke agenda. It was very conservative, and you could not see this agenda being pushed. Once he retired and the next superintendent came in that was there a majority of my time while I was working there, you could see it shifting to this woke agenda. And then it has continued with this current superintendent.
One of the most important cultural institutions we have, the United States Military Academy at West Point. We've got to be on watch on this thing. This is one thing President Trump will reverse immediately upon taking office on the afternoon of 20 January 2025. Trust me on that. He reveres West Point. He went to the military academy in New York as the prep school as a young man. I know he reveres West Point. Mo, what is your social media? How do people follow up on the story, particularly Gates calling for these hearings?
You can follow me at Twitter and Getter at @Maureen_Bannon and also Instagram at @RealMaureenBannon. And I come in hot on all of those platforms.
We noticed not as hot as Grace Chung, the queen of the trolls, but plenty hot. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. The top political reporter covering MAGA and Trump's presidency, Matt Boyle, now joins us in the Palm Beach studios. Matt, because you've been down at Mar-a-Lago. Before I get to that, we just had Russ vote on. You saw the inflation number today. The inflation number is burning out of control. With all the happy talk you heard, Matt, because I know you did a great job on covering, and better that you did it than we did it, Biden's State of the Union, when everybody had the pom-poms out about what a great job he's doing in the economy. Today's print on inflation was awful. Shows you it's getting worse, not better. The and Russ Vogt, Johnson sitting there today, not just agreeing to the financing the entire Biden regime's plan, but actually go up 30 over Nancy Pelosi. And we're saying now with what's going to happen on the 22nd, there's still time for the Republicans in the House to do their constitutionally mandated duty and step up here. And they either shut down the border, they either force Biden to shut down the border or just cut him off of money and shut down the government. Give us your assessment of all that.
Yeah, look, one thing that Russ said, I was listening to your interview with him, that really stuck with me is that there's 83 Republicans that are doing the right thing on Capitol Hill. That number, Steve, back when we were, in the very early days in the post-Romney loss after the 2012 election, before Trump came along, before the 2016 election, everything, that number was like 12 back then. So the fact, or maybe even less than that, right? Like, I think it might have been two at one point. So the fact is that this number is growing. It's not growing fast enough. Each one of these elections, we need to keep getting rid of the bad guys and bringing in the good ones, right? Like, and we have to take advantage of every opportunity we can out there to do that. In the meantime, I mean, you're right. The regular guy is just getting screwed here. In fact, this is going to be a big part of our interview with President Trump, and it was a big part of the State of the Union. Biden's out there talking about all these hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars that he spent over the course of his administration, the Inflation Reduction Act, and other big spending packages, right? You had you had the CHIPS Act, et cetera. Except here's the problem with all of that. None of that money is making anything in America. It'd be one thing if you were spending multi-trillion dollars and you actually had something to show for it. The Biden administration has nothing to show for it. We aren't making semiconductors in America. We aren't making anything in America, right? Like, everything's getting made overseas right now. So it'd be one thing if they spent all this money and it actually produced something. They're not producing anything. If anything, we're becoming more dependent on the Chinese Communist Party and China and other adversaries around the world to make the stuff that we use every day here in the United States during the Biden presidency. It's just terrible. But the fact is that unless we can change the numbers and change the vote math up in Washington, this stuff isn't changing anytime soon. I don't expect the swamp to change their ways. The only way they change their ways is if they are forced to, right? Like, you have to force them to. And the way you force them to is you have to change the vote math. You have to take their power away.
You bring up a brilliant point. So I want to go back in time. You're right. In 2012, when Romney's lost, the populist nationalist, in the House, maybe one or two. It was really Dave Bratz. You got to jump forward 2 years. It was Dave Bratz come from out of nowhere, as you remember, because you were you were intimately involved in that. Primary defeating Cantor, the first time a seating majority leader had ever been lost in a primary in the history of this republic. Brad took him out. I think that was the initial wake-up call. So we started in 12 with, let's say, two or three. We added Brad. We added more in 14 as people got to this agenda. Then it was Trump. But this is a process. And after, you know, 10 years, you basically have under 100 in the House. Now, you know, DeGrasse walks us through, and I'd like to know your assessment. Alex DeGrasse, I think, is the smartest young man out there about doing this. He says, look, he thinks structurally we got a good chance of holding the House and maybe even picking up a seat or two. But that doesn't mean you're going to do this and hold it with MAGA. You're still going to have this problem that at least half the people in the House of Representatives right now are, I don't want to say never Trump, but they're certainly not with the MAGA program. Matt Boyle.
Yeah, look, back to the early days of all of this, right? Like in the aftermath of Romney, John Boehner was the Speaker of the House. Remember, it took us three tries in 3 years, right? Like to finally get rid of John Boehner. Right. So it was a long process. Right. Like and there were they tried. Remember, they all went to the floor in January 2013 and tried to take him out with the regularly scheduled speaker vote. They failed. They came a few short. Then they tried again in January 2015. Right. Like after a couple years into the formation of the Freedom Caucus. Then they tried. Then later it's when they had the motion to vacate. And Mark Meadows came up with that and did his courageous thing. That was later that year in September 2015. So, and that came out over the summer. So it takes a long time to build up this stuff in Congress. But the hope is that I think we're moving in the right direction. Generally speaking, I'm noticing it every time around. And by the way, we're changing the vote math in the Senate too. That's why Mitch McConnell's headed for the exits. But it's not happening fast enough, right? Like, so we need to, and by the way, I would also point you to in the aftermath of McCarthy's ouster, right? Like Jim Jordan, I think would be a much better, would have been the right speaker, right? Like, and look, I have no personal problem with Mike Johnson. I like him as a person, but again, we're just not seeing the results here on this stuff. There were some things that he's done that have been okay. There are other things that are not. The killing the Senate immigration bill, that was good, but this stuff is not so great. But the fact is that when you saw three times on the floor of the House, the 25 establishment Republicans blocked Jim Jordan from the speakership. That's the swamp that you're talking about there, right? Like, and those people are interchangeable. Most of those members you never even heard of before. But there's hope in the election results we saw on Super Tuesday in that if you look at places like Tony Gonzalez's district, this is one of the 25 that blocked Jim Jordan. He got dragged into a runoff in Texas, right? Like, and then you look at even Arkansas, while Steve Womack ended up winning his congressional primary, the other guy who ran against him, who had $28,000 versus the $2 million that Womack had in Arkansas, this guy put up 45% against $2 million.
Yeah. Matt, hang over 1 second. Short break. We're going to talk about Mar-a-Lago next with Matt Boyle from Breitbart. Beware, when's the last time you checked your home title? Never, right? Cybercriminals may have already forged your name off your home's title. His name is on your home's title. He's going to take out loans using your equity. You won't know until foreclosure notices show up for unpaid home loans he took out on your house. Now, I rely on Home Title Lock to protect my home's title. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Let me repeat that. The instant they detect activity, they mobilize to shut it down. Question, has some criminal taken over your title? Find out for free when you sign up, code Bannon at sign up. You'll get a free comprehensive scan of your title and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. Let me repeat that. You get a free comprehensive scan and 30 days of legendary Home Title Lock protection. This is all free. Go to Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. That's HomeTitleLock.com and put in promo code Bannon. Take action today. Take the angst of this off of your plate. Don't let these cyber bandits
these cyber thugs, coupled with artificial intelligence, mess with your home equity. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
You know, this is one of the great things about having a guy like Matt Boyle. He's been around doing this for over a decade, and I mean the hard pick and shovel work. Also, he understands he does the homework on exactly what these plans are. Like, it is a very important point he made the previous segment, that with all the money that was spent that drove the inflation on the Build Back Betters and all these things, is that it really didn't get us anything. That's all happy talk. The supply chains, there was a guy on Bloomberg. I'm going to play it later this week or maybe on the Saturday show. A guy on Bloomberg yesterday was talking about the geopolitics of supply chains. He's sitting there going, hey, no offense, nothing's changed. Still, the supply chains are still beholden by the Chinese Communist Party. As we tell you, it's part of their soft power. Actually, I wouldn't say it's that much soft power, but if they ever go kinetic in the South China Sea, and we've got all the high chip, the Taiwan chip, which is both art and science, all the manufacturing right there, they've also got all the supply chains for everything else on mainland China. Some of that has gone to Vietnam, etc., but not the high value added stuff that we shipped over there for the last 30 or 40 years. That's why go to Jace Medical on your medical, because 100% of active pharmaceutical ingredients, API, which is in back of all the generics, is all still made in the Chinese Communist Party mainland under their control. Okay, so go. This Jace Medical took the Rosemary Gibson book from the early days of our pandemic coverage and turned it into a business. And that's out there. And this is not even talking about the cyber shutdowns of United Healthcare, and you can't get your pharmaceuticals. You've got threats all over on you as a person, because remember, the Chinese Communist Party considers you a combatant. That's the whole thing on TikTok. That's an information warfare platform, because they consider you a combatant. First of all, just like the Cultural Revolution, they turn your kids into demons, right? But they consider you a combatant. Always remember that. JaceMedical.com. Also, Navarro's book, this is one of the things we've wanted for a long time. People talk about, what are populist programs? What's really, Trump in these speeches talks about policies all the time, but the media won't cover it. So he went through with a new MAGA deal, and you go see that. I was honored to write the introduction for it. This is President Trump's policies in detail, with the Rust Votes of the World, the Peter Navarro's, as your guide to walk it through. Number one, buy it as a book from Mother's Day, Father's Day, but give it to the people in your neighborhood or in your carpool or your buddies that are always talking trash about Trump. Say, hey, suck on this for a minute. Read this and tell me what you don't like. New MAGA Deal. This is a hardcore book of MAGA policies. New MAGA Deal. Go to newmagadeal.com or go to Amazon. It's up for pre-order. Be ready to ship in about a month or so. But buy it today, by Peter Navarro. Introduction by Stephen K. Bannon. Matt Boyle, a month or so ago, and you promised us at the time, or committed to us, you were going to work with President Trump to try to do this every month. It looks like he's working. You and Alex Marlowe, the editor-in-chief of Breitbart, went down and had a couple-hour interview and did print, and I think you came out with 10 or 12 that were amazing. My understanding is that you've done this again. Can you get us up to date on what's happening?
Yeah, so we just sat down with President Trump last night. Alex and I spent about 90 minutes with the president. We covered a ton of different issues. We published two pieces already. This was his first print interview that he's done since he has locked down the Republican nomination for president for the third straight presidential election. So that's the first big story that we published late last night, where he talks about how he's honored. He talks about how he's proud of his campaign and looks back at some of the decisions that he made that he was kind of criticized for by some people, right, for skipping debates in the Republican primary, for also criticizing DeSantis early and being very aggressive in the campaign. But, in hindsight, they look all like they were the right decision. And then also talks about how, 7 months seems like it's a short time till November the 5th, which he says is going to be the most important day in the history of our country, this upcoming election day. He says that's also a lot of time for Joe Biden, who he calls a lunatic. That's his word. He calls Joe Biden a lunatic to do a lot of damage to the country. The second story that we've published this morning, both of these are going mega viral on Breitbart.com, and people can just go to Breitbart and read them, is where President Trump talks about Social Security and Medicare. He says he will not do anything that hurts Social Security or Medicare. He will protect both programs. And this is a major point. Biden is already doing everything he can to try to lie about Trump's position on this. Trump's position has been steadfast on both of these programs. These are programs that people depend on when they are heading into their retirement. You pay into Social Security so that it's there when you retire. They garnish your wages, right? Like, so if you look up your pay stub, right, they take, the government takes money out of it so that it's there when you retire, right? Like, and frankly, Biden's been lying about this, about Trump, because the old guard Republican establishment, the Paul Ryans, Mitch McConnells of the world, they want to cut Social Security. They want to cut Medicare. They want to do changes to those programs. Trump doesn't. And this has been a major point of contention between the two sides, the MAGA side and the old guard establishment Republicans in recent years, is that Trump has always been on the side of the populace on this stuff. He doesn't want to touch these programs. And I think that's important. But Biden was out there lying earlier this week because Trump had done a CNBC interview where the Biden campaign then chopped off the end of his quote and made it sound like he was for cutting Social Security. He wasn't for cutting Social Security.
This is, and by the way, the reason the timing of your pieces, and we're so honored to have you on today, is that Mike Allen and Van Hurley, the Axios guys, led today, their lead story is how the Biden strategy now is to bench press Trump on China and to bench press Trump on Social Security. There's not a bigger China hawk. Hey, note to self, they let off a bioweapon to take the guy out, right? Because he was bench pressing Xi like he'd never been bench pressed before. This is how weak the Biden argument are. They're going to try to use this thing on TikTok, which Trump's, what he just said was a passing comment. His heart wasn't in that. You know that. You know when Trump's up on something and wants it to happen, it happens. They think they're going to use the TikTok vote. And they're going to use a passing comment on kind of a trick question at CNBC to really now pivot and say Trump's weak on China, Biden's stronger, and Trump's going to cut your Social Security. Matt, it's the big, if that's what they got to run on, then bring it. That is a total and complete joke, is it not, sir?
They're desperate. The Democrats are desperate. They see the same numbers that we do. We look at the polls around the country. The polls are right. We know that the polls are right. Donald Trump is leading everywhere, every single battleground state. In fact, if the election were today, I think Donald Trump could win as many as, you know, the mid-300s, maybe even low-400s in terms of electoral votes. I mean, this is a landslide election if the election were today. Now, look, but again, there are 7 months between now and Election Day. November 5th is, frankly, it seems like it's right around the corner, but that's an eternity away. And then we know the Democrats are capable of some really gnarly things. But I would just say stay tuned to Breitbart in the coming days. We're going to have many stories that go really in-depth with President Trump. We talk about a lot of issues. We talk to him about immigration. We talk to him about trade. We talk to him about Made in America. We talk to him about some of the Democrat dirty tricks, election integrity, all sorts of different things. There's going to be a ton more stories, just like last time. And hopefully we'll keep doing this over the course of the year, and I think we're going to.
You also did. I want to go back because we're going to have stories every day, one or two stories coming from your hour and a half interview last night, you and Alex. Okay, perfect. And we'll profile these every day. You were the first one to call. You did very in-depth analysis of State of the Union. And the cheerleading on MSNBC and CNN was like I've never seen before. Then the polls came out. It didn't move anything. Talk to me about the Praetorian Guard of media he has in front of him, this kind of phalanx in front of him. But it's not that the message is not getting out. People see the lived experience. The lived experience is what CNBC, Rick Santelli talked about this morning. You remember Rick Santelli from the Tea Party days, right? Mm-hmm. What Santelli talked about, this inflation is destroying working class people. And the invasion of the country is specifically set up to destroy working class people. Matt Boyle.
Yeah, look, I think the average American out there around the country, middle class, working class, it's not just working class folks, it's middle class folks, it's everybody, right? Like, everybody is feeling, life is way worse now than it was when Trump was president. And yes, the inflation, but also the immigration. I mean, look, we see the horrible story of Laken Riley, right? Like, who was killed by an illegal alien. But the saddest thing about these angel family stories is that if we enforced our immigration laws, these crimes would not happen. So, in other words, the victims of these murders would be alive today. right? Like, and so these are people that are dying because Democrats are in power, right? Because Joe Biden's in power because the Uniparty doesn't enforce our immigration laws, right? So people are dying. So it's like, because Joe Biden's president, you have to worry when your family goes out to a restaurant or goes to the supermarket or goes for a run. Right, like it's really that simple. It's terrible. So it's yes, it's the immigration stuff. It's the inflation stuff. Every bit of your life is worse off now because Joe Biden's the president, because the Democrats are in power. And it's really simple how to change it. Right, like all you have to do is vote for Trump.
Matt, I know now that you're a proud Florida man. The flotilla is heading the next 48 to 72 hours to should determine. We had Benzman on here yesterday breaking the news that he had talked to senior officials, Customs Border. They've already been told to stand down. The Coast Guard vessels are there to escort the flotilla in, and they're supposed to be processed in on pardons immediately, the Haitian refugees, yeah. Instead of having Navy destroyers out there to turn them back to Port-au-Prince. Give us your assessment of not just what you believe is going to happen, but the political impact of this.
Well, yeah. So there's multi-fold of this. I saw some and heard some reports this morning that we might be sending U.S. troops down to Haiti, right? Like, so I don't know why we would be getting involved in a war in Haiti in an election year. That seems ridiculous. And again, everything that's happening there is 100% a problem of the globalists, right? Like, it's the globalist cause this chaos that is happening in a place like Haiti. And by the way, the Clintons and the Clinton Global Initiative, it all dates back to them, right? Like, they were all involved there. I remember we did tons of stories on that at Breitbart. And, you know, the great Peter Schweitzer has done all sorts of stuff investigating all of that as well. So the fact is that all of that is a problem of the globalists. But I mean, again, I don't think that we need to be sending U.S. military personnel down there. But also the migration that's going to be coming here is just adding to the bigger numbers that we're seeing out there.
Do you think DeSantis, he's already talking about deputizing law enforcement. Do you think you see a clash between the Biden regime and Governor DeSantis?
Certainly, very similar to what we see at the border with Governor Abbott in the Biden administration. I think that it's definitely going to be a major thing, and maybe Governor DeSantis. This is kind of a fight that will kind of redeem him a little bit in the eyes of a lot of MAGA folks out there after the run against President Trump. And maybe the two of them could team up on this. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah.
DeSantis is a good governor, not going to be president. Good governor, but that was a ridiculous fiasco, waste of time. Matt, how do people get to Breitbart? All your writing, reporting, you're coming out two big stories this morning off your interview, you and Alex, with President Trump. More to come. Where do people go?
Yeah, just go to Breitbart.com. They can also follow me on True Social at Real Matt Boyle. I'm up there as well.
Did President Trump invite you because it was fish night at Mar-a-Lago? That's his favorite night. People know that's his favorite night of the week. He's got that massive, that's a legendary buffet. Was that why he timed it right to get you down there?
I don't know if that's why he invited us, but it was a blast being there for it. And it was a really amazing place. I mean, Mar-a-Lago is just really a special spot. It's worth a lot more than $18 million, Steve. We'll put it that way. Worth a lot more than $18 million.
I think you might be correct on that. Matt Boyle, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that. We look forward to all the stories. The two this morning on Breitbart are already viral. President Trump beats back this nonsense about he's going to cut Social Security. President Trump's a populist, economic nationalist, always has the back of the little guy, always. Short commercial break. Back in the warm in a moment. We rejoice when there's no more. Let's take down the CCP. For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of five prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit JaseMedical.com. That's Jase, J-A-S-E, JaseMedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jase case. Go to Jase Medical, that's one word, J-A-S-E, medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jase, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can take action and break that problem by going to Jase Medical and get your Jase case today. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
You know, one of the ways we're supporting the alternative economy, obviously, Public Square. Go to publicsquare.com. We're trying to get Seifert on here. He's the technology guy that went and founded the company. It's now publicly traded. Publicsquare.com. They now got the full name, so it's not public SQ. It's publicsquare.com. We're going to track down Seifert and reschedule that interview. We always like Michael coming on and getting us updates. So publicsquare.com. Also, the thing about the supply chains, that's the whole issue of Jase Medical. That's why they built it. Go immerse yourself over there on their website, jasemedical.com. Make sure you go learn about that because it's important. It's big. This guy yesterday in Bloomberg was ripping apart this story that we've taken care of. The supply chain problem hasn't been touched. Go to Navarro's book, The MAGA New Deal. Every time people come up to you and say, well, Trump, it's all hate and revenge. Hey, Trump's revenge is going to be success. And success is based upon the policies. One of the things this does is goes back in time. Because remember, Trump wasn't going to wave a magic wand from the disaster of the Obama administration. It took policies well thought through that interconnected. To give you that economic result in 2019, that just didn't happen. And remember, and President Trump doesn't talk enough about this, he did it with $1 trillion of true tightening. Yellen was the Fed chair. They did quantitative tightening to take $1 trillion. We started with the balance sheet left over from Obama of $4.5 trillion on the Fed's balance sheet. That's liquidity. That's the juice of the system. That's what Obama, that's how they bailed out Wall Street in 2008. When the crash happened, there's about $880 billion on the Fed's balance sheet. They drove that up to $4.5 trillion. All that liquidity, that's why he had the concentration of wealth of the 1%. This math is pretty straightforward. Like I said, it's not quantum mechanics. President Trump, in his first term, first 3 years, they took $1 trillion off the headwind of that. And he still had 3.5% growth. Come on, baby. That's not how it works. The book, the MAGA New Deal, the MAGA New Deal, or the new MAGA deal by Navarro over at MAGANewDeal.com is where you get it because you can't pre-order that early on Amazon. Explains it all to you. So get it for Mother's Day gifts, Father's Day gifts. Get a bunch for yourself. Hand them out. Particularly relatives you got, people who are Trump haters, say, hey, suck on this for a minute. Well, you're dying in the inflation and you've got the purchasing power of the dollar and all this madness throughout the world. Say, hey, suck on this. Go in a corner, get a pot of Warpath coffee and read this for a minute. Give them a pen, let them highlight, let them take notes. Give them a number two pencil and let them take notes. Underline with no eraser. Mike Lindell, today's game day. Before you found God and Jesus, you were a degenerate. You were a degenerate gambler. You heard many times in your life, put up or shut up. Today's your day. What are you going to put up?
Well, first of all, Steve, all these tinfoil hats, I have no use for them anymore. Today's the day, everybody. It's over. The Supreme Court case will be filed today. And we're very excited. I've waited for this day for 3 years, and the open door is finally there. You're going to see things you've never seen before, everybody, which is going to be filed. It sounds like later today, could be even towards the early evening. And tomorrow we're going to have a press conference we're setting up online. We'll have all information on that for you later today, Steve. And I'd love to get on your show tomorrow to announce everything to the world. We can go over this new explosive, never been seen. This is going to shock the world, everybody. It's going to shock the world. So I'm very excited.
By the way, it's the new MAGA deal. Go to the site right now, the order of new MAGA deal. This is why Lindell's an entrepreneur. One of the reasons he came to Trump is he saw that Trump was backing entrepreneurs. Trump's backing the people. He's a populist, economic nationalist, backs entrepreneurs. Mike Lindell's an entrepreneur. Mike Lindell's an entrepreneur they try to put in bankruptcy because of what he's doing today. That's why I'm so appreciative of this audience having his back. This would have never come. And the evidence here is going to blow people away. The question is going to be asked, hey, how come this hasn't come forward sooner? Where were the Murdochs on this? This thing is going to be so explosive, Mike. Yeah. And this shows tenacity. It's just like Harnwell in the monastery in, you know, the Academy of the Judeo-Christian West. We wouldn't give up. We spend millions. We sit there and hammer it out until we got acquitted on all charges because we knew we were right. We could have folded at any time. You could have folded at any time. Mike, you had every opportunity to walk away and say, hey, look, I'm a businessman. I'm not in politics. I got to go make my pillow bigger. You didn't do that. You stood in the breach and said no. My country comes first, and they could try to put me in jail, have the FBI take my phone, try to bankrupt me, but I'm going to stand. And that's quite frankly why the audience loves you so much, because you're one of like Rudy, Trump. These people don't back down. They're fighting for their country. Trump could have walked away and gone back to Mar-a-Lago. Rudy could have gone done all of his stuff up in New York City. You could have been out in Minnesota rooting for the hapless Vikings, like I know you love them. But you didn't. You said no. Rudy said no. Trump said no. You said no. Said people no. Peter Navarro wouldn't be going to prison next week. He could have walked away. He's a Harvard PhD. These are heroes and patriots. People have said no way. My country comes first. These people stole this election. We're going to get in it. We're going to prove they stole it. And we're going to set things right. Mike Lindell.
Yep, and that's right. And courage is contagious. And we're not done yet, just because when this comes out today, everybody, and you need to go to lindellplan.com, everybody. Check it out there. You got to get this, spread the word far and wide. We've got to, just because it's coming out and here it's going to be in front of us, we're the ones that have to get the word out. Fox News isn't going to do it for us. Newsmax ain't going to do it for us. Those media outlets are not going to do it. Now, hopefully we get attacked and the attack dogs come out and go, oh, wait, I guess he does that. There is something here. Wow. You know, this is going to shock the world. And Steve, I just can't think. I always want to thank the War Room Posse, because part of me not giving up, we needed support. And MyPillow, our employee-owned company, they're the ones that got attacked too. So their CEO would shut up, which I never will, ever. But the War Room Posse has had their back, and that's why we give them all the great specials. And I want to throw that one in before we get off here. You guys, the percale sheets that you've all dived on, the lowest price in history. These are like our cost. The box stores canceled it. $26.98 for the queen size. $29.98 for the kings. Get them for everybody you know. Tell them about the Supreme Court case. Say, here's a set of sheets for you. Sleep well. Now we can finally sleep well. Quote War Room. You guys, this is the day, take and go to the website, get all the War Room specials. You guys have an exclusive, because you are the best. You're the most courageous people I've ever seen, and you've helped out so much in this. Today's the day.
Well, you're a good example. Today's the day. Today's game day. Mike, save those tinfoil hats. We may want to sell those too, so save them. They're collector's items. There it is, right there. Stick around. Charlie Kirk is next. Poso follows that. Miranda Kahn, Tara Dahl. Then we're back at 5 o'clock. We'll see you back here in the War Room. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility
of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.